Although most countries, by the 1970s, agreed that pollution was a serious matter, many of the solutions proposed aggravated another aspect of the environmental problem, the energy crisis. Energy is the essential basis of modern civilization. Ever since cave dwellers used the energy in fire for heat and light, our quest for material well-being has depended on our ability to harness the energy from such resources as water, coal, petroleum, and electricity. Only recently have we become concerned about the supply of energy-producing resources. Now it seems possible that there will not be enough to supply the world's increasing needs. Experts estimate that 90% of the world's oil and gas will be gone by the year 2035, and all the coal by 2300. Like the pollution problem, the energy crisis is a global problem. As more and more countries become industrialized, the competition for limited resources is intensifying. The United States, the world's most mechanized country, feels the pressure most keenly, for it consumes almost one-third of the world's energy output. Although some scientists are convinced that with more efficient use of existing energy resources and the development of new sources of power, such as solar and nuclear energy, the energy shortage can be solved, they are aware that any attempt to increase the energy output is bound to increase the danger of environmental pollution. The machines that convert coal and gas into energy also puff smoke into the air and discharge waste into the water. The search for oil under the ocean floor and the shipment of oil in ocean barges often results in oil spills that kill sea life. And the development of hydroelectric power in a river or bay can upset the ecological balance of the surrounding area. By the 1970s, environmentalists were clashing with those who wanted to develop new energy resources, and it became increasingly difficult for people and their governments to determine how the two-pronged problem could best be attacked.